Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, the show dedicated to helping beginner guitar players just like you make faster progress, have more fun, and stay motivated on their guitar journey. I'm your host, Paul Andrews, and today we are going back to the basics. And we're looking at one of the most important chord changes you're ever likely to learn, and that is moving from C to G chord. And this is one of those chord changes that often stops beginners in their tracks. We were just recently having a discussion about this over on the Beginner Guitar Academy community. It's one of the tough ones. So in this week's episode, I'm going to break this down. We're going to start off talking about why you want to learn it in the first place, because it is a tricky chord change, but it is a very common chord change. I'm going to give you a few tips and tricks that are going to make this a little bit easier to learn. And then we're going to finish off looking at four songs that you can then put this chord change into practice and really get it going. Before we dive into that though, if you have been feeling stuck lately and frustrated with your progress, you feel like you're not really getting anywhere, you're kind of going around in circles, then I invite you to come and download my completely free guide, 8 Simple Ways to Make Faster Progress. Inside it, I'll show you 8 simple ways that you can make faster progress, hence the name of the actual thing. But they're really simple little ideas. But if you can stay consistent with it and you can use them, I guarantee you it's going to like 10x your guitar practice. So this is completely for free. If you head over to 8guitartips.com, you can download the PDF. There's also accompanying videos where I walk through each of those 8 tips and give you a bit more kind of in-depth practical ways to implement it. So it should really, really help you. Some tips I've already told you. You might already know them because I've put them on the podcast, but some of them you won't. So head over to 8guitartips.com and download that now. So let's dive straight into this week's content then. So why does this matter? Why do we want the C and G change under our fingers? Well, the reason why is because it's so common. You see it in so many songs, from stuff like pop to rock to country to folk. It's a really common chord change. So it's well worth spending your time on it because it's going to be one you're going to see. You're not going to get away with not seeing the C to G change. So you're going to have to get it under your fingers at some point. And yes, it is a tricky one. It's one of the first chord changes that most beginners kind of hit the wall and find, oh man, this is a really tough one. C in general is just a tricky chord. We're going to talk more about that later, actually. So it is normally a tough one because you have to take off all your fingers. There's no shortcuts. One of the first things we do in the first few classes of Beginner Guitar Academy is talk about pivot fingers. We move from E minor to A minor chord, and you can keep your second finger down when you do that. You can use what you call common tone or pivot finger. You can't do that with this change. All fingers have to come off. So getting it smooth is really hard, and quite often you'll find if you're playing a song with this in, it will sound quite disjointed because you're trying to move from C to G. Doesn't happen smoothly, you're maybe pausing or hesitating between the change, and it kind of ruins the flow of the tune. So that's why we need to work on this. We need to make our song smoother, we need to make this chord change a lot more even. So let's talk about some of the challenges then and how we're going to overcome this. So one of the biggest challenges I've just actually talked about or touched upon was all your fingers have to move. Say there are no pivot fingers or common tones. If you can keep a finger down between a chord change, E minor to G, for instance, has that. E minor to A minor and A minor to C has that. That's going to make it so much easier because obviously there's fingers already down. So if I go, for instance, C to A minor, my first and second fingers are staying down. So there's only the third finger that moves. So 2/3 of the chord is already there when I change from C to A minor. I've just got to move that last remaining finger. It makes it so much quicker. The problem with the C to G change is we do not have that. All fingers have to come off. Another problem is the actual distance between the chords. So C chord is quite compact. Your fingers are quite close together. And we are stretching the length of the guitar neck, whereas the G chord spreads the width of the guitar neck. So it's quite a jump to get to it. When obviously you're moving fingers that much, actually normally goes because it's quite a big jump, especially when you try and do it at speed. So normally that's what causes quite a lot of problems. And then muted strings. So as you're changing from C to G, quite often things will hang down. You'll get that muting in there. That's going to ruin the sound of your chords. We want them free from mutes and buzzes. We want that nice sound. And lastly, timing issues. So this is kind of one of the biggest ones. Even if you've got the C to G change, you might not have it at good enough speed. So as you're changing, it causes you to have to slow down, which then breaks the rhythm, breaks the flow of the tune, and makes it really stop-starty. It doesn't sound good. So that's something that we really obviously want to work on and get cool. Now, before we keep going, actually, let me just quickly say, I'm recording this as a video. So I may say stuff like my fingers or stuff like this, referencing what I'm playing. Obviously, if you just listen to audio, you can't see what I'm playing. So you can watch the video over on our YouTube channel at beginnerguitaracademy.tv, or you can go to the show notes for this episode over at bgapodcast.com, and you'll see the video right at the top there. So I thought I better quickly say that, because I meant to say in the intro and I completely forgot. So yeah, go and watch the video if you want to actually watch me and see what my fingers are doing. Because now we're getting into the real meaty stuff here. And this is the tips and tricks. So here are a few practical ways you can make your C to G change easier and faster. But let's just quickly go over one thing, actually. And that is just general chord changing. So as we're working on chords and working on our chord practice, we're going to be working on the three S's: shape, sound, and speed. The reason I bring this up is because a lot of people go straight to the speed part. So we work on the C to G change, trying to get nice and fast like this, change backs and forwards. They might not be aware, they don't quite know the shape well enough. So you might find you're going from C to G and the fingers land on wrong strings. You're like, oh, damn it, that's happened. Oh, it's happened again. They haven't locked in the shape. So first thing you need to do is make sure that shape is really locked in there. We can't work on speed unless we've got the shape. So how we're going to work on that is with isolation. So we work on one hand at a time. So we can work on just the fretting hand, just changing from the C to the G. But before we get to that, is your C chord really locked in? So let's just work on the C chord. Can we get to that C chord without having to think too much about it, without having to place fingers and it's quite slow to form? And a great way of really working on that shape and the reflex we need to change from shape to shape is hand on knee. So we hold the C chord, we take it off, we put a hand on our knee, we put the hand back on. So as you put your hand flat on your knee, you lose the C chord shape and you have to reform it when you come back to the neck. That's going to really help us develop that reflex action that we need to get that C chord nice and quick. Now, next thing is folded corners, because a problem a lot of people find with the C chord is as they build it, you might start with finger one, then go finger two, then go finger three, or you might go finger three, finger two, then finger one. Now, I definitely recommend going finger one, finger two, finger three, and that's because if you only get your first finger down, you strum that, that is still a C chord. The first three strings, or top three strings, G, B, and E, will give you a C chord. If you put your second finger down on the D string fret two, and you strum four strings, we've still got a C chord, and then third finger goes down, the remaining finger, and we've got our full C chord. So even with one finger down, you've still got your C. Obviously, that's pretty cool, because if you don't have time to put the rest down, you're still getting your C chord. So that's a good way of doing it. Now, that does mean we're climbing up the stairs, so you're going one, two, three, whereas if you go with third finger, you're kind of falling on it. But as I say, if you just get your third finger down, third fret of the A string, that's not a C chord. So that's why I recommend going one, two, three. But there is going to be a point where you don't want to put fingers down in order one, two, three. You want to put your fingers down all at the same time. Now, how we can develop that is working on our folded corners approach. Now, folded corners is where you put down fingers in different combinations. We start with a different finger and a different place in that chord shape. Just like you fold a corner of a book, so you can go straight to that part of the book we got up to. We can put our second finger down in the middle of the shape, so we can get straight into that middle part of the chord. Then third finger, then first finger. So we start with fingers one, followed by two, followed by three. Then we go finger two, followed by three, followed by one. Then we go finger three, followed by one, followed by two. Then we can really start mixing this up. So we go finger one, followed by three, followed by two. Finger two, followed by one, followed by three. So you can see what I mean? You can just write down literally all the combinations you can do of those three fingers. By working all these different combinations, you'll find each finger will get stronger. You'll find you will have more control over it. And you'll start building the habit of putting down different things in different orders, which means then they eventually will go down all at the same time. Each finger will be a dominant finger rather than just one, normally the first finger being the dominant finger. So that'll really help getting all your fingers down at the same time. So that'll really help get this shape. So make sure you've got the shape, even before you touch upon any of these other techniques I'm going to give you in a second, you've got to have that shape down. Next, let's now talk about how to move between the chords. So you've worked on your C and G, you know both those shapes really well. We've done hand on knee, we've done folded corners. We're ready for the next step, and that is moving between them. The first thing we'll talk about is minimal movement. So as you are going from C to G, again, just quickly point out, I'm not strumming at all yet. I'm working still in isolation, still working on those chord changes. As we're doing this, minimal movement means taking your fingers off only a little bit, hover above the strings. And not letting your fingers drift away from the string they're going to, going straight to it. So only a little bit above the strings, because if your fingers come too far off, they go like a couple of inches high and then they have to come back down again. Obviously, that's wasted time. So minimal movement, really, really important. It's not about how fast you move, it's about how little you move that's going to really speed things up. The next thing is target practice. So as we're moving from the C to G, we want to look at where they're going to be going, what string they want to be heading towards, and practicing hitting that target, not going past it. That's quite common. So when people go to the G chord, their third finger goes past the E string, fret three, then comes back to it. We want to go straight to it. So really work on that target practice. Makes sense? Next thing is air time. So as we are changing from C to G, we start forming the chord in the air. So as I go over to my G, look, my fingers are starting to get the chord shape even before it's needed. So they go straight down onto it. You don't have to get your fingers over to that place and then adjust. You're forming it in the air. So they're the big three. So minimal movement, keep fingers close to strings. Target practice, make sure they're going straight to where they want to be going and not drifting off or going past the strings they want to be going to. And then air time, we start forming the chord in the air. So we go straight down when we reach that part of the neck or that fret. So those three things are really going to help speed up our fretting hand. But once we get that done, then we need to start bringing in the strumming hand, because also we want to strum this. And quite often it's the strumming that does slow things down, because people end up waiting on the strumming hand, or I should say waiting on the chord changing before they then strum. And as we said earlier, the strumming is one of the most important things. That's going to keep the music flowing, keep it moving forward. So one idea we're going to talk about here is the window wipers idea. And that is, think about the window wipers on a car, that's what you want your hand to be doing, just going backs and forwards, backs and forwards. So as we're strumming, the hand just keeps on moving. Doesn't matter if the chord changes late, you don't quite get to the next chord, you want that hand just keep going. So let's take the C to G, we'll do one bar of each, one bar of C, one bar of G. I'm going to do eighth notes, so that's down, up strumming for a whole bar. So one and two and three and four and G and two and three. Sense. So with the window wipers technique, I'll show you what we're basically doing. So I'm going to go from my C to G. I'm not going to get my G in time for the first beat of the next bar, but I am going to keep my right hand or strumming hand moving, and it will cover up that kind of delay. So I'll show what I mean. So here's my C, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Now I didn't get the G there until the second beat because I kept strumming. It kind of disguised that. Again, you can hear there was open strings there, but it's not really obvious. You know, it just kind of keeps the music flowing, so it's not so noticeable. So really important to keep your strumming hand moving as you are changing chords. If you don't quite make it in time, that'll help cover it up. Now, the reverse of that, if I stop my strumming hand, this is what it sounds like. One and two and three and four and one, two and three. So I did the same thing. On that second beat, I started restrumming. Just like on that second beat, I got the chord shape down. But you can see that had a massive impact on the music. It stopped the flow. It didn't sound good. So keep that hand moving. The next thing that can really help speed up a chord change is leaving the party early. And what I mean by that is we actually leave the chord on the four and. We're going to strum up on the four and we're going to strum open strings. So I'm leaving the chord early to give myself that little bit of extra time to get to the G. So I'm going one and two and three and four and is open onto the G chord. So on the last up strum of the bar, fingers come off, give me that little bit extra time, that half beat extra to get to the shape. So leaving the part early. So those two ideas, window wipers, leaving the part early, going to really help the strumming hand speed up. And again, especially window wipers, kind of disguise if you're not quite there with your chord change. So they could be really, really helpful. So there's some really nice ideas, guys, to kind of speed up these chord changes. Now let's talk about a little exercise you can now use to keep track of how this is progressing. Really, really simple. All we're going to do is have a timer, set it to 30 seconds, and see how many times we can change from C to G in that 30 seconds. Now, one change means one strum of each chord. So we're going to C to G, that's one. That'd be two, that's three, four, and so forth. The idea here is you count that, how many you do. You hit your 30 seconds, you might say get 9. And then in a couple of days, you try again. And hopefully this time we might get more, we might get 10. You're like, oh wow, I've done one more time. Then as the weeks go by, hopefully we'll start to see that really start to level up. And you think, oh man, I started with 9, now I can do like 20. My fingers are so much quicker now. That's obviously where we want to get to. But I will point out we do have to be patient. This is going to take some time. Don't expect to try some of these ideas on the Monday and by Wednesday you're going to be super fast. It's going to take a little while to rebuild in these habits, these routines. And kind of habitualize a lot of these movements is going to take a while. So don't rush. Bear in mind it's going to take some time. But using the time is a great way of seeing your progress over the time and seeing yourself getting that a little bit better. So we've gone through some of those tips. You've really worked on them. They're starting to really come alive now. We've worked on that time. We're starting to see ourselves improving. So now let's talk about how we can put this into a few songs to really make this practical, really make this fun. So the first song that's a really good one I always suggest to do with our C to G change is Love Me Do. It actually starts with G, so it's a G to C change. And most of the song is just G and C. That's it. It does bring a D chord later on. But that's why I love this song. It's pretty much just that. For more advanced students, you can then have a go at the harmonica solo and the intro as well. Now, for beginner guitar kit students, I've written all this out. You can find this in the academy. I've transcribed the harmonica intro, so you can have a play of that if you're a bit more advanced. And obviously, it's all written out, so you can have a little play for it. Next song is Leaving on a Jet Plane, classic track. Again, C to G is the main two chords in that song. Does bring a D later on, but it is primarily C to G. Now, the next song, the third song, is Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix. This is a five chord loop where it goes C to G, then D, then A, and then E. Now, that's a really cool one because it uses all five of our open major chords, the common major chords that just pop up all the time. So it's a really nice one. Again, it's Hendrix, so he does play it harder than that. He puts in lots of embellishments and stuff. We can just keep it open chords, just working on, obviously, primarily that C to G. Just one strum it, and we're rocking. And the final song, this one is a little bit quicker, so it's quite a high tempo, is Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash. So again, C to G all the way here, a bit more of a country, obviously, vibe. But that's a really good one to play with. As soon as you're happy to get the speed, that's a really good one to really take that to the next level. So our four songs, so Love Me Do, Leave on Jet Plane, Hey Joe, and Ring of Fire. Four really cool songs. Again, when you're ready, give it a go. So guys, that is it for this week's episode. So hopefully there's a few tips and tricks now you can take away, you can play around with them. And I guarantee if you spend some time on it, you will start to see your chord changes speed up. And all these tips, obviously, we can use on any chord. Air changes, you know, hovering above the strings, wind wipers. Obviously, that works with everything, not just the C and G. So a lot of these you can take away, use on any chords you like, and try and keep them in your head as you're doing your chord practice, because you're really going to obviously help get that speed nice and fast. So if you want more help though with your chord changes, check out the resources inside Beginner Guitar Academy, where I guide you through not just this chord change, but all the other ones you need to play your favorite songs. And the good news is, if you're not a member of Beginner Guitar Academy, you can come and give it a try. 14 days just for $1 over at beginnerguitaracademy.com. You have access to the whole website.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com.
Come check us out.
Until next time, take care.
So guys, that is it for me for this week's episode. So hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully you'll be speeding up that C and G chord change now in your practice sessions. Keep practicing, have fun, and I'll catch you next week for another episode.